Coach, can you just give your thoughts on today's doubleheader sweep?
First, it was very, very cold. I think that might be with the wind. That was tough. So I give our kids credit for sticking it out, and obviously both teams had to kind of play in those elements. But I felt like from the start, we obviously had opportunities, and we were able to put some runs across, and that proved to be enough in game one. I thought AB did a good job, and found ways to kind of settle in. But obviously bringing Casey in, it was just a matter of kind of comfort and a better matchup, and just to switch things up a little bit. And I would like to use AB a little bit longer, but she was a little bit tight, and it's obviously a midweek, so for me, you want to put your pitchers in the best position to be successful. So, we went to Casey early, and obviously she was incredible to end that first game, and then, equally as incredible in game two. So, I think the game two is fast pitch softball. It was really tough for both teams to generate runs or make something happen, and they made some really great plays in the outfield. I thought their outfield had a really incredible day. But I think with us, we just stayed the course, and super super proud of obviously Casey and what she's done. But what a moment for Taisha. She's been swinging the bat really good in the cage, and definitely looking sharp. So it was really exciting to have her have that moment. I thought that was excellent.
Yeah, obviously that proved to be the game winner. I mean, can you just talk about that? I know you said that someone new is always going to step up and have the opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what's special about this team. And for us, it's we try to look at the little things, and of course there's details about it that we're like, we have to clean up, we have to get better, because you got to really play great in May. You have to be playing your best softball, so we're still trying to kind of chip away. And I think the one thing we're doing really well is kind of managing that failure and being able to kind of jump back and giving someone else the bat, or passing the bat, or allowing someone else to take their shot. And that bench was up for tea. They were excited, and I think there was a lot of belief there that she was the one that was going to do it. And yeah, I mean, anyone on this team can be the hero on any single day, and I think that's a really cool part.
And then going back to Casey earlier today, recognized by D1 Softball, NFCA, and NCAA Softball as the pitcher of the week. And then to have 18 strikeouts in 11 innings. I mean, what else is there to say about her?
I don't know. Casey is remarkable. She is truly, truly incredible when she is on. I mean, she is a four. I think, it's funny to be able to kind of sit back and call pitches and watch her pinpoint spots, and watch her change levels depending on where the hitter's standing. And she really is just so incredible. And it's funny, I feel like I look at her all the time, and I recruited her during COVID. I recruited her online, and her pitching coach is Robin King, who obviously had such a remarkable career at Boston University. And it's one of those things where you look at where Robin was catching her and showing me video, as the recruiting world kind of changed. And I sit there all the time, and I'm like, that might have been the best thing I did during COVID. I think people learned how to knit and do all these other things. I think the best thing I did was find Casey Ricard.
Yeah, what has been the difference the past couple of weeks for obviously she's had overall a great year, but there was certainly a stretch where she'd be giving up those solo home runs or getting into walk trouble.
Yeah, I mean, I think for her, she actually, she went to Robin, prior to us going down to Army, and even before we played Yale. And I think it was just her start. I think she was a little bit too tall in her start. And if there's one thing about Casey that you can recognize, is she has, really big hands and really long arms. And I think that's what makes her such an incredible pitcher. And then obviously just a mind to compete, which is just truly a gift. But yeah, I mean, I think, she kind of tweaked that. And Casey's the type of person that I feel like, Robin is a very similar pitcher, and I think that they have a great communication line. And it's you have these people in your corner who want you to do well, and I think that her and Robin are very much the same person. So if she struggles a little bit, she obviously just reaches out, and we'll chat with her and kind of get her head right. But yeah, I mean, she's a kid that wants to be great and is a perfectionist, and I think sometimes she has to recognize she's also human. So she's going to give up hits, and she's going to give up home runs, but the competitor in her is what is truly the gift. And obviously she is excelling beyond belief these past couple of weeks, and I can only see her getting better.
And then also, I mean, the endurance, I guess, to go 9 innings against Army and then 11 innings today. Can you just talk about the challenges of asking a pitcher to pitch that much?
Yeah, I mean, I think the one thing that everybody knows about our program is, we are incredibly respectful of them and their bodies. So, Casey knows she has to grind when she has to grind, but she also knows she's going to have as many days off as Casey needs to feel good. So for us, we definitely use that like practice and preparation. We listen to them and we do kind of what they need. So, if she needs 2 or 3 days off to take care of herself, we give her 2 to 3 days off. So I'm definitely not in, more is better. I'm more about what is your body saying? Let's listen to your body. So, she's incredibly strong. And I think that's the part that I don't think people recognize is their off season to get in shape, our preseason for pitching shape. I mean, there's a method to all the madness, but for us, we created that you should be able to pitch and pitch for long innings and go the duration and beyond, or go 2 in a day, or go 3 in a weekend. And that's the reason that we design the workouts the way we do. So I think she is absolutely, in great shape and prepared for this. But at the same time, yeah, no, I wish I could have let AB kind of finish that first game and let Case go the game two, but it is what it is right now. I'm gonna do the best matchups, and I think if there's one thing you ask anybody on our team is they want to win, and they don't care how we win and who the hero is or who the pitcher is. They just want to find a way to get in that W column. So we obviously exacerbate everything that we possibly have every single game, and I'm sure she'll have a lovely weekend off right now and gets to celebrate Easter and take a break a little bit, and we just regroup for next week.
But obviously, to avoid extra innings, you need runs. And I'm sure that's something you're probably hoping to tinker with. I mean, what do you think the offense does need to work on to avoid these tight games?
Yeah, I mean, I think it just depends on, it's interesting. I think we had some good pieces in that second game. I thought their outfield played great. I think that they were obviously they had a really good scouting report on us. I think they set themselves up well in certain positions. And then even when we tried to burn them and almost beat them, their outfielder would come out with an incredible play. So I think for us, we had some really solid pieces. We just weren't able to really string anything together. So I thought their pitchers did a really good job of just changing levels and mixing it. But I think for us, when we're hitting best, we're staying in the zone.
What does it mean to beat a Big East regular season champ twice? And what does that help do as you get back in the conference play?
Yeah, I mean, I think UConn has a really great program, and I think Lori's done a really good job. I think they're a mix of speed and power, and she's found a way to be successful in that conference. So I think it's a great midweek. It's a great challenge, and I think they're 2 great games. So I love playing her, and I like playing that squad, and I think it made us, a little bit better today. I love the challenge.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.